Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's not about a dollar amount. The dollar amount, as the president has said, is zero. This bill will be paid for.
Do you think that money grows on trees?
This package, the reconciliation package, would cost $0.
It's paid for by asking the wealthiest of Americans, asking them to pay a few percentage points more.
This would be inflation on steroids, tax increases like we've never seen before in the history of our country. $5.5 trillion of new taxes and spending, much of it added straight to the deficit.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It has become abundantly clear that the American people have completely lost confidence in your ability to do your job. General Milley, will you now resign?
I serve at the pleasure of the president, Mr. Jackson.
Right, so that's a firm no.
Trump swab. Hacks and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
617, Biden promises they will pay while suspending Border Patrol agents for enforcement of national immigration laws. Meanwhile, he oversees targeted drone strike on civilian Afghani family, kills 10 people. Nobody pays. Nobody, just wash your hand. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. And by the way, here's one citation of the rules that Lieutenant Colonel Schiller is now, I guess, accused of violating, and that's why he's in the brig at Camp Lejeune, from a chief warrant officer, USMC, retired. A direct order, UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, Article 88, that has language that restricts criticism of superiors and political figures. On top of that, there is what they refer to as the catch-all, Article 134, which basically is interpreted as they can make up anything, and you'd better have a legal scholar to defend you against this. Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of laws on the books. I think a lot of states still have laws against adultery. How often are they enforced? In the states that still haven't legalized marijuana, how often are you popped for having a couple of joints in your sock? Not very often. You know, you have all these millions of laws on the books, and they tend to be selectively enforced. And I want to know when the last time anyone was thrown in the brig for ripping a politician who, maybe I should say, who was ripping a Republican politician. Never, not in the last 50 years. Yes. Time now for the chump line.
Joe Biden here. People are worried about my $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. It'll cost zero because when I'm done with the U.S. dollar, it'll be worth zero. No joke.
I think, there's some truth to that. Why doesn't he explain it that way? Because he couldn't understand it that way. He has no clue what he's talking about.
Lovey, don't tell anyone, but I'm rather jealous of Charlie Parker. That pink sailboat would be the perfect accoutrement for my pink girly bike.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, if you put the pink girly bike on the pink boat, you might trip over it. Because you can't, it would blend in. It's perfect camouflage. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Mr. Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men.
You knew it was coming. When dollar stores become $1.50 stores, then the jig is up.
Yeah. You know, it's starting to getting to be a recurring headline in the Wall Street Journal. Fed predicts inflation may last a little longer than initially predicted. Inflation unexpectedly here to stay.
Why is everyone so upset about John Hinckley getting freed? It's not like he sat in Nancy Pelosi's seat with Viking horns or something.
Yeah, you know, these are excellent points today on the Chump Line. These callers are right on target.
I think I figured out the vaccine mandate hierarchy. Religious exemption? Hell no. Natural immunity? Absolutely not. Illegal immigrant? You're good to go.
Yes, exactly. 413 says, the best part is that General Milley is just as guilty of violating Section 88 of the UCMJ as Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schiller for the things he said to Nancy Pelosi about President Trump. And how about the fact that he said it for that book? He said January 6th was a Reichstag moment, and it wasn't going to succeed. I think he used the G word too, Gestapo. And so why isn't he in the brig? All I know is one of the texters said, he's too fat to fit in the cell. Hey, watch it, pal. He's not fat. He's burly. He's husky. He's pleasingly plump.
Glenn Kessler has determined that claims that the Haitian refugees are unvetted are false. His reasoning is that not one of the 15,000 was carrying a Lego set.
Or wearing horns when he crossed the Rio Grande.
Howie, once you have dementia, you can't remember anything. You always have plausible deniability.
Right. I've seen grand jury testimony where a guy obviously told what I considered to be a lie, and yet the grand jury refused to indict him because, not because he was senile, but he was dumb. I mean, Joe Biden also has the dumb defense. We should have made that the third question. Is Joe Biden just too dumb to remember anything that ever happened to him? He can't remember where he went to college. He can't remember if he played football in college. He can't remember how he finished in his class at law school. He can't remember whether he came out of the coal mines. I mean, I'm just scratching the surface here. He can't remember if he was ever arrested with Nelson Mandela. He can't remember the last time he talked to the Amtrak conductor who's been dead for 20 years.
The brave men mounted upon those steeds have been falsely accused of dastardly deeds. The left game is always the same. America be damned. It's all about their needs.
Yes, it certainly is. Their needs are for more voters who are dependent and don't want to work and just want to be taken care of for the rest of their life, so they're going to vote Democrat.
We know that inflation is hitting home. A penny for your thoughts? Just increase to a quarter.
Think about how often you see coins on the street now that you never used to see. No, people used to always pick up everything. At least I always picked up everything. Now you see even a nickel or a dime on the street. Nobody picks it up.
My wife just went to the mall and spent $1,000, but she said, don't worry, it's not going to cost a penny.
I'm going to read this story about the cigarette taxes. It's filled with devastating statistics about who really pays an increase in the cigarette tax. They're going to increase the tax, the excise tax on a pack of smokes, the federal tax, from $1 to $2. I think that's a little bit ahead of the rate of inflation.
I think that General Mark Milley should take those bags under his eyes and use those to pack up his stuff and get out of town.
Yeah, and you know where his first destination should be after he retires? The fat farm!
Fat! Fat! Fat!
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the various sectors of the community to know that I recognize and understand the plight of the peaceful climate demonstrators. I want to thank them for wearing masks so that COVID would leave them alone, and for bringing a boat instead of a plane so that Groby would leave them alone.
You know, that was one of the more humorous parts of that whole pink boat episode yesterday. They're out in the open totally open in this ultra-affluent section of Swampscott, right on the ocean, and the commuter rail line as well. And they're wearing masks. They're wearing masks.
What do we do in a climate crisis? What do we do in a climate crisis? What do we do in a climate crisis early in the morning?
By the way, there's some more real bad news for the Parker administration today. Baker was defending the MBTA as safe after the third accident in 4 days. The MBTA is safe, but it's old. The good news about the MBTA is it's very safe because nobody rides it anymore. Not since I shut it down and shut down the whole city and ruined the state's economy. Oh, and by the way, longtime homeless shelter president is accused of stealing $1.5 million in state funds in the Lawrence. This is a really heartwarming story. He runs a Spanish-speaking staff, and they operate in Lawrence in Boston. And he's helping new Americans. Mainly, he's helping himself. Charlie Parker, thanks.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail service voicemail message system. I'm trying to read a text here at the same time of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you just like a second Chump Line later in the evening, we post a version with the messages that didn't make the Chump Line you just heard at around 7 o'clock every night, weeknight Eastern Daylight Time. It's called Chop Chumps. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Chop Chumps is brought to you by Matthews Brothers. And Chump Line, too, is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Mr. Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men.
Why is everyone so upset about John Hinckley getting freed? It's not like he sat in Nancy Pelosi's seat with Viking horns or something.
That guy is still behind bars. I mean, if anybody had a case for saying he's not guilty by reason of insanity, it's that guy. Or not guilty by reason of peyote or psilocybin or something. He looks like he's more drugged out than the average member of the Kennedy family. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. Traveling around New England.
All right.
I've never been to Connecticut.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarrShow.com.
Hang on, fellas. I actually have been to Connecticut one time.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? She's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the prices of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did Joe Biden lie about being told to keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, or did he just forget?
Or is he just too dumb to understand English? That should have been the third option. I'm gonna vote that he lied.
89% say he lied.
It's going up as people think about it. All right, we're sold out of the cheap bastard deals for Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth, but we still have some left for Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Grace and I are going to be there tomorrow to We're both going to do our shows there, so we'll be there from noon to 6. And a $50 gift card to Apex Entertainment, 100,000 square feet of pure fun. For $50 gift card for just $25, half price. It's a great deal. And they're going to sell out. They'll be gone soon. So get there and now go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store to order yours today. HowieCarShow.com, click on store. Apex Entertainment, Marlboro, Mass. Great place. Joining us now, I'm leaving to go back to Florida on Saturday. And so I'm heading out. I may be back for Grace's wedding for a couple of days here and there, but I'm basically gone. And Officer Mark comes in. It's a tradition in organized crime crews for the soldiers to come in and take care of the boss. Right. It's you give up, you know, and Officer Mark has been a good earner this year, so he's bringing something into the boss, which is me. Yeah. So what do you got for me this this year?
Well, we've expanded the Enterprise.
You can call me Don, okay. By the way.
Don Carr. Don Carr.
Yes.
We've expanded the Enterprise. Usually, you know, we started with carbon credits, Howie's carbon credits, which has been very successful.
It has.
We have had some.
We've saved so many polar bears.
Polar bears, and we'll get into that later, but we have expanded into the Southern Hemisphere, too, so that's going to help out. So we've got the collections from carbon credits. We also branched out into vaccine IDs, which are
going like hotcakes.
Right. Those are very good. You notice the envelopes are very full this time.
Yes.
And also to help people during the pandemic, we've now expanded into taking Bitcoin. So, but I thought Bitcoin was a cryptocurrency, but someone sent me a bag of coins. So, they are legal tender. We're a cash-only business.
Absolutely.
No, we don't take credit cards, so our customers don't have to pay fees. That's the way we look at it.
That's true.
So I'm gonna hand you the bag, and you can be assured that everything I collected is in this bag. You can trust me.
Because you're a police officer.
Yes, you
so
can trust
you can
me.
Trust a police officer as your bag man. Yeah. Sonny McDonough told
I've
us
I've never been accused
so
of skimming.
Oh, here we go. Wow, we got a lot of great stuff in here. This is great. Christmas comes early. Christmas is for cops and kids, as Whitey Bulger used to say. Thank you, Officer Mark. What else have you got for me?
Well, referencing carbon credits, we wanted to expand the business, so we've gone into the Southern Hemisphere, and I have a testimonial.
From penguins.
We received from a penguin family in Antarctica.
Because, of course, they've said that Antarctica, the ice cap, was melting as well. So this is from Polly the Penguin. To Mr. Carr, thanks for your honest Howie's carbon credit. My penguin family is thriving here at the South Pole. Your generosity has made it possible for me as a single penguin mom to send my baby penguins to the best school in Antarctica. P.S. We're heading north to the Rio Grande because the welfare benefits are even better.
Well, they can swim. You know?
That's true. They can. And here's a picture of Polly, the single penguin mom and her kids. I'm holding it up for the Rumble Cam. Wow, thank you, Officer Mark.
Thank you, Howie. Thank you.
Yes.
Because this unlike the average nonprofits, which you just read about, all money goes to the
recipient. That's right. And if you buy Honest Howie's carbon credits, you can receive a letter of thanks from either a polar bear or now a penguin.
Right. We have bags of mail.
That's right.
This is just the best. This one tugged at my heart.
What else have you got there? You got a bunch. We're running out of time here. What do you got for Grace?
Well, Grace, she's not here. I know she's a big star now, but I know she's going to be getting married. So usually I bring her some Tito's, which I did today. So I'll leave it in her office because, you know, after you get married, the drinking usually increases. So I got that and beverages for you and the mailroom manager.
Thank you. Thank you, Officer Mark. We appreciate it. And happy Kwanzaa to you and yours.
Bon voyage, Howie.
Skaro. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Received his booster shot.
Yes.
On Monday for Americans who are weighing whether or not they should get a booster shot. How's the president feeling? Did he have any side effects?
He's been feeling great. He's been so busy working and meeting with all these senators. I haven't even had the chance to ask him if he's had any side effects, but he's been working full days and has been feeling good post-booster shot.
Thank God. He's just too busy to answer any questions about whether he's he's having any about whether he lied to Steffi Stephanopoulos. 844-500-4242. I just want to mention a few. This is, you know, it's a bad story about a domestic abuse, but it's talk about karma coming back. There's a guy named Jerry Taylor. He used to work for the Cato Institute. He's one of these think tank people, you know, never done anything, just made big bucks working for think tanks in D.C. And so he's the president and co-founder of something called the Niskanen Center, N-I-S-K-A-N-E-N, never heard of it. But you remember when the McCloskeys defended themselves against the mob in St. Louis? They took their guns out when they were, it looked like the Black Lives Matters mob was going to burn down their home in this renovated, nice gated section of St. Louis. So this is what Jerry Taylor of the Niskanen Center wrote last year. He tweeted this out. If I were in that march and these racist lunatics, that means the two people who were defending their private property, were waving guns, and he misspelled waving, by the way, W-A-I-V-I-N-G. You shouldn't tweet after you've been drinking. You'll see how the evidence of that. After were waving guns at me, I'd like to think I'd rush them and beat their brains in. And I wouldn't apologize for it for one GD second. Taylor continued berating the company and said they should have been arrested and locked up for their actions. A person believing that Black Lives Matter and willing to legally and peaceably march, because they always marched peaceably. Just ask the cops that were shot at on Tremont Street in Boston, just for one example. Or the cop who was killed in St. Louis, which is where the McCloskeys lived. Peaceably to that effort should not have to face a racist gun to the head. I was not aware that there were racist guns. I thought it was an inanimate object, but silly me. Yeah, excuse me if I root for Antifa to punch these idiots out. Guilty as charged. I know who's WHO apostrophe S. This guy's a real heavyweight. Whose side I'm on? He runs a think tank, and he can't spell whose. Or wave. All right. That was 2020. You want would you like the follow-up to this story? From today's, I guess it's today's Washington Examiner. Think tank president quits after domestic violence complaint. This is the same guy. Jerry Taylor, the co-founder and president of the Niskanen Center, recently resigned from the Washington-based think tank after being charged with violently attacking his wife. How about misspelling a lot of words in his tweets? So here's what he did. Taylor had been up late after celebrating his son's high school graduation because there's no occasion that deserves getting knee walking drunk like your kid's graduation from high school. When his wife saw him drinking and using his iPad, she urged him to go to bed and then threw his iPad into the trash. Taylor, 58, then allegedly pushed his bride onto the kitchen floor and put his hands around her neck.
Can you do me a favor and use his first name, please?
Jerry? I prefer Taylor. Yeah. Jerry is such an anodyne name.
Some people don't prefer Taylor. Throttling his wife.
Taylor, 58, then allegedly pushed her onto the kitchen floor and put his hands around her neck and slapped her silly. After she told him he shouldn't do that, Taylor allegedly pushed her out of the house and pushed her down the front steps. The officer who responded around 1 a.m. Again, this is a big lib. I can't believe a liberal did this. A supporter of Black Lives Matter.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
He observed fresh scrape marks on her left leg and left ankle. Jerry Taylor. What do you want me to call him? Lance? How about if I call him Lance?
Anything other than the one thing we have in common.
I'm going to call him Lance from now on. The man formerly known as Taylor. Lance told the officer his wife had thrown the iPad down the front steps, smashing the device. He said he pushed her back, causing her to fall down the steps. He was arrested that night. Let's see. The judge found him guilty, but deferred a finding in the case. The facts are sufficient to sustain a conviction, but it was continued without a finding. That's the way it works. Until next July, as long as he exhibits good behavior, completes an abuser's intervention program, he undergoes a substance abuse evaluation, follows all treatment recommendations and agrees to put spell check on all of his social media. I made that last part up. In his divorce, now she's filed for divorce from the Black Lives Matter supporter named Lance. In his divorce response, he acknowledged that he very lightly smacked her and claimed that such a theatrical gesture would get her attention and wake her up to what she was doing. Who was his attorney, Chris Cuomo or Andrew Cuomo? In a statement in the criminal case seen by Politico, Lance's wife said he was an alcoholic who cannot stop once he starts. And again, this is a good liberal. This is a member of the Washington gentry. He's a Beltway grandee. He has totaled a car under the influence, broke his foot under the influence, yelled, made crazy comments, and used abusive language. His drinking got worse over time with extremely drunken episodes occurring more than once in a week. The alcohol makes him a person who is aggressive, self-centered, and abusive, she said in a statement. When he drinks, he often reminds me of a member of the Kennedy family. I made that up. She told him to attend AA, but he told her the group had informed him he didn't have a problem. He didn't have a problem. It's like those T-shirts they used to say. Drinking problem? I drink. I get drunk. I fall down. No problem. We ought to send Lance one of those T-shirts, Taylor. My wife's allegations about the events that evening are not grounded in reality. These events, for the most part, did not occur. And I'm confident the charges will ultimately be dismissed. So there's your Beltway story of the day. Here's what. Try not to let this one destroy your faith in the integrity of the hate crime movement. Racist graffiti has been found in a Missouri high school's bathroom, but after an investigation, it has been found to be the product of a hate hoax.
I'm shocked, shocked.
When faculty at Parkway Central High School in St. Louis County, another St. Louis story, announced that racist graffiti had been uncovered earlier this month, students and community members across the district staged a walkout in condemnation of the incident. Now it turns out the culprit was a non-white student, Superintendent Keith Marty announced yesterday. The student responsible is not white. This does not diminish the hurt it caused or the negative impact it has had on our entire community. How many of these events have occurred? How many? Paging Jussie Smollett, paging Bubba Wallace. A similar event took place in April at Albion College in Michigan, where a black male student tagged the dormitory stairwell with graffiti featuring racist epithets. St. Olaf College in Minnesota. That was in 2017, et cetera, et cetera. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, I just think of Colonel Steller.
Yes.
And I know there was 13 Marines killed, but people also forget there were 18 very badly wounded. They're not telling us how badly they were wounded. I believe they probably had their arms and legs blown off. And also 169 Afghans were killed in that debacle at the airport. So here is Colonel Steller put in jail. It's just wrong, Howie. They were spurious, held accountable for rape of soldiers that were underneath them. There is such a thing as dereliction of duty. And I'm calling out Congressman Lynch and Markey and Elizabeth Warren. They should be.
Good luck with that. You wasted three dimes, David, calling those three.
There's got to be some accountability for this poor guy. This guy is with 17 years of life defending us. And it's just morally wrong. It's an embarrassment.
Yeah, I know. So a texter just pointed out there is no justice in the Uniformed Code of Military Justice. It's like, it's the same as what I always say about courthouses. In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. It's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. So here's another one from a former serviceman. If you go through the Camp Lejeune blotter, that's where he's being held down in North Carolina. From today, dating back, let's say, a month, you would probably only find an imprisonment prior to trial for service members who are deemed posing a danger to others or themselves. I mean, do you know how difficult it is to be held without bail in a civil court? You know, even if the charges are pretty bad, especially if you're in a state like New York or California, where they've basically done away with bail, you're not going to be held under almost any circumstances. Suffolk County, you got to be doing something pretty damn bad because of the district attorney that's in Boston now. And this guy went on social media and said, who's going to take the fall for this? And he's in prison, in jail, held prior to his trial. It really is outrageous. Where are the congressmen, the Republican senators and members of the House of Representatives? His lawyer said last night the silence has been deafening from Capitol Hill. You would think all of these guys would be coming to his defense. But, you know, I don't know, maybe things changed today after they were publicly shamed by Tucker Carlson's show last night. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At Remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home, and I've asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when we get down there in a couple of days. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
I've heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Limerick guy says, where is the ACLU in this Schiller travesty? Talk a lot of laughing out loud, talk about a rhetorical question. Well, you know what the ACLU is pushing this week? They're trying to get Tucker Carlson fired again from Fox. Talk about a recurring campaign. I guess it's a good fundraising campaign. We're tired of people telling the truth about what's going on in this country. We're the American Civil Liberties Union. We used to believe in the First Amendment. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hey, Howie. Good to talk to you again. It's been a year or so, eh? So, Mr. Schiller, square my rig with him. As a Navy vet, Vietnam on the USS Kitty Hawk, I got to say, I've never seen this country fall from graces. Number one, right?
Yeah. No, I know. I know. When could somebody cite me a case where somebody complained about a political decision on social media, a member of the military at any rank, any branch, and was thrown in the brig?
Yes, absolutely. That's the first point, talking point, Howie. Next, Biden is a moron. We all know that. We got that. He has a string like a Chatty Cathy doll in the back of his neck.
I think the string's broken.
Exactly, Howard. You know who cut it off? Susan Rice and all the deplorables. We're going to call them the new deplorables, right?
I don't want to demean the original deplorables. I don't think that's fair to the deplorables. All the people wearing proud to be deplorable T-shirts from the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for the call, Peter, and thanks for calling again. You know, they're always talking about assault rifles and weapons of military weapons of mass destruction and all that kind of stuff. FBI data released Monday in the Uniform Crime Report for last year, the UCR they call it, show that 3.5 times more people were stabbed to death last year than were killed with all kinds of rifles combined. All kinds of rifles combined. The UCR, the Uniform Crime Report, shows 454 people were shot and killed with rifles in 2020, last year, while 1,732 were stabbed or hacked to death with knives or cutting instruments. And rifles are defined as a broad swath of firearms, from bolt-action rifles to lever-action, pump-action, breech-action, and beyond. So I thought to myself, I had to look it up. I said, so is a shotgun a rifle? Apparently not. I looked it up on Google, and it was a popular question, but it's not. I thought pump action was meant shotgun, though. I guess not. But anyway, but they're assault weapons. But apparently, assault knives are more deadly than assault weapons. Another story you won't be seeing on the network newscast tonight. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, thank you so much. Howie, I'm just curious, when you want real news, or who do you listen to? Who is your go-to in a candidate? Who's going to be the voice that's going to lead us? I'm looking for, you know, what the proper information, and I trust you, and I'd like to know what do you read, and who do you believe in and think that's going to help us?
I get the Wall Street Journal delivered every day. I read the New York Post. I'll be once I get down to Florida again and I'm across the street, I'll be buying a New York Post and a Wall Street Journal every day. Those are the two papers, and the Boston Herald, my own newspaper, I read. And but I think you got to go online and just go to like freerepublic.com, lucianne.com. I know it's Jonah Goldberg's mother, but it's still a pretty good site. Bongino Report is pretty good. And aggregate sites, and just pull out what you can. And I don't think you can rely on one site. I mean, all these stories are coming out of different places. And every day around noon, we post what I think are the 6 or 10 best stories of the day. There were only 6 in it today. It's called Howie's Homework. It's at howiecarshow.com. And it's got, like I said, 6 to probably 12 stories. What do you mean? You don't have to pay for that. What did you hit the button for?
Visiting the site. I mean, that's...
Yeah, visiting the site is good for us, but it doesn't cost you anything. We just get a little money because an ad might pop up. But you can get a lot of the good stories. And again, these are stories you're not going to be seeing anywhere else. Certainly not going to be seeing them on your local broadcast network radio or TV station. I'm Howie Carr.